Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 508 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about Poshmark because Melanie has some things to teach me about Poshmark that I had no idea about. We're also going to talk about some television shows that she's been watching. I'm going to give a quick Lucy update. We're just going to catch up on life in general. If you have not joined us on Patreon yet, we would be so happy for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have our Southern Living episode that's out. We have an episode coming up with our friend Cole, which will be so fun to talk about college football. And in our book club episode this month, we're going to talk about the book I See You've Called In Dead by John Kenny. And John is actually going to join us on the episode. We cannot wait for that. As always, we would be so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 508. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
37 minutes into our catch-up, press record.
Well, we just always have to catch up on the stuff. I am laughing, though, because we haven't caught up on any of the things. We have a call with Retha tomorrow, and we had promised her that we would have our run of show.
And we're going to do it, Melanie.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it today. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it maybe via Google Doc, and then we'll talk through it.
Yes.
We're going to get it done.
Yes, but we had to talk about other things, important things, like how Lucy's doing and how the leash is treating her in her new bed. And, you know, we just, and how much Mabel loves Farmer's Dog, you know?
That's right. So Lucy has really turned a corner in just the last week in terms us getting to see more pieces of her little personality. Mm-hmm. And Ella was over here last night and she was saying even like now when you walk in the room, she picks her head up and looks at you. She's just a lot more acclimated than she has been. And I think part of this, I told David when she was having such a hard time. Now, listen, this is going to be controversial, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Okay.
She was having such a hard time. And I was like, you know, I almost feel like I need to go sleep in the guest room and put her dog bed in on the top of the bed. And we need to bond a little bit. And he was like, have at it, whatever. And it really, really helped. It really helped. Like,
okay.
I think just her dog bed's a safe place for her. I think, but I read something about how Goldens especially, like, they like to feel like they're a part of wherever they are. Like, they like to be part, not a herd necessarily, but like, and so I just think it's helped her a little bit. Like, last night, we did that with Alex. We put her dog bed on Alex's bed, and she slept up there.
Okay.
Like, and she actually, like, she will jump on and off the bed, which she wasn't jumping on and off of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's helped her to, like, just sleep in different places with people, you know?
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Just to kind of get acclimated to different things and feel like, welcome to the family, you were a part of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, that night that she slept in the guest room with me, if I get on my right side, I tend to snore, like, mm-hmm. And I will be the first to say, it's not a loud snore, but it is a regular snore, mm-hmm. You know? And mm-hmm. So, and I don't know why it's just on my right side, I have no idea. But anyway, and she would nudge me.
Oh.
Like I would know that I was snoring because she would nudge me. Like,
oh,
ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, hey, you're kind of disturbing my sleep.
Yeah. Ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, the dogs, I will say, you know, Mabel, we've laughed because Mabel loves being an only dog and she's so relaxed and so happy. But Caroline was home last week, and there was one night Perry went to bed and Caroline came and sat on the couch with me. And normally it's just Mabel and I on the couch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just us, and Mabel curls up on either side of me. She really has enjoyed exploring her space on either side, because it used to be Piper on one side, Mabel on the other. Now Mabel can go back and forth. So she'll just step over my computer or whatever I'm doing to get to the other side. Well, so Caroline came to sit on the couch with me, and she curled up on a pillow kind of right next to me, and Mabel threw a fit. Like, she kept trying to move. Mm-hmm. She was moving Caroline. She was pushing her. She was like, look at what's happening. Well, then, you know, that made Caroline dig in. She was like, I'm not moving for a dog. I'm not.
Yeah. There's only one of us who's going to win this battle. It's not you, Mabel.
Yeah.
It's not you.
Yeah. But to watch her pitch, like, she threw a little fit. And I was like, Mabel, what are you doing? So anyway, I've made her completely rotten. And that's what we do for these dogs.
That's exactly right. I'm in the process of trying to make Lucy completely rotten. I do like to call her Lucille, I've discovered. Well, I really like calling her Lucille. And she is a little bit of a Lucille. Like, it kind of fits her. Mm-hmm. And so I just talk to her constantly. And I know she's so tired of it. But I'm so happy to have a dog in the house again.
So. I know. It makes all the difference. It really makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. So now what else has been going on there? Tell us about the Hudson house. Okay, one of the things I did this weekend when I cleaned out my closet was I threw out all the bras that no longer work for me. Because let's be honest, finding the right bra as we get older is so frustrating. So sometimes what used to work doesn't work anymore. I want lift and shape and support, but I don't want stiff wires. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want bulky padding. But that is where Honey Love stands out. Their bras are designed to lift and structure using innovative bonding technology instead of uncomfortable underwire, so you get that secure, lifted feel without the poking and the pinching and the constant adjusting. So their new crossover contour bra is a perfect example. It combines their best-selling wireless design with molded foam cups to help create a smooth, natural shape that's especially helpful for maybe a little bit older bodies that may want a little extra structure and support. And then their Cloud Embrace bra is a game changer. It's soft, it's breathable, it's incredibly comfortable, but it's still supportive enough to replace your old underwire bra. It's the kind of bra you put on in the morning and don't think about it again all day, which is the only kind of bra I want in my life right now, because comfort isn't a luxury, it is a requirement. Honey Love doesn't just make bras and shapewear. They've built a full line of tanks, bodysuits, and underwear with supportive structure, smoothing fabrics, and premium finishes. Treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/bigboo. That's honeylove.com/bigboo. After you check out, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the Big Boo cast and tell them we sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honey Love.
I don't know what's been going on here, really. Alex has been in and out. Mm-hmm. He is going to start grad school this week.
Okay.
At the University of Alabama. And so he has been kind of gearing up. He's been working, but he's also been gearing up for that. There's just been some stuff. As I told you, when you are out of college, you can no longer just go to your pediatrician and say, I need an official record of my vaccinations. You can get a printout of them, but they won't sign any of your forms anymore because you are, in fact, not their patient. Yes. So we've had to kind of get around that learning curve and figured out he could still go to his primary care person, but you have to make an appointment there because, see, they're not in the business of just signing a lot of forms.
Yes.
But they, you know, he had to go sit down with them, take his records, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So he's done that. He's in Tuscaloosa right now trying to figure out where all his classes are going to be, and he's real excited. So,
okay. So when does he start?
He starts Thursday. He'll have his first class. And then he'll go 2 days a week. He has classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But he's super excited. And I think there's something about, it took him a long time to figure out where he wanted to go for grad school. And I think Alabama's appealing for several reasons. But one of those is it's not that far from our house. You know, it's not even an hour away. But I think the other part of that, it's like he's excited about being on a big college campus in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a fun experience.
And he has friends who are still in school there. And he has, you know, he has his Thursdays are real long. And so if he decides, He wants to spend the night as opposed to driving back. You know, he has some places he can crash, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had that going on. I had a lady bird day with Matthew and Hannah and Sarah last week. That was super fun. And right before I was walking out the door, I was like, how long have we been doing this? And I realized it was like almost 2 years to the day, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
And so so I got to hang out with them. And then, but I feel like for the, as far as the weekend goes, I was kind of in like a reading mode. I just,
okay.
I didn't really want to go anywhere, and neither did David. So we were just here until yesterday morning and went to church. And then last night, Ella came over and had supper with us because I had not seen her since school started. And I just wanted to hear about, she's a first year teacher, if people don't know, she's teaching fifth grade this year. And I just wanted to hear about her first week with her kids at school.
Yes.
And kind of how all that had been going. So she came over for an early dinner. I made taco salads, which that's real. I really didn't make taco salads. I just chopped up a bunch of stuff that can go in taco salads. And we hung out for a while, and she got to hang out with Lucy. It was just fun to catch up with her. And I think that's probably about it as far as the Hudsons are concerned.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good little weekend.
Well, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I even tried to watch some stuff a couple of different times,
mm-hmm.
and I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to land on.
Yeah.
And Alex sent me a text last night because I was already asleep that I saw this morning that says he thinks I would like Kyle Chandler's new show called Lanterns.
Oh, okay.
He said it's got a little bit of a conspiracy element, which I always find interesting. And, you know, it's Kyle Chandler, so that's always a plus, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about watching the, is it the Lioness? That show?
Yes.
That's the,
yes.
The Taylor Sheridan show.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson really likes that show. David thinks I would like that show. Again, it's got some kind of government element to it. So I thought about watching that, but everything felt like a commitment. It felt like I couldn't just,
yeah.
I don't know, I just couldn't really get in the mood to watch anything. So as a result, I did not watch anything.
Okay. I totally get that where it's like you have to be in the mood. Like
mm-hmm.
what? And you don't know what you're in the mood for.
I did not.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that I went, so Caroline was home all last week. And so I felt like last week it was her kind of her last hurrah because we knew she was going back and then, you know, now she's back. So we did a pool day. We had a manicure day. We had a shopping day. And then Thursday night, which was the night before my birthday, we did family dinner. So we went out mm-hmm. for my birthday Thursday night. We went to, it's a new restaurant, or newish here, but it's called Adair's Kitchen. And we loved it. It was delicious. I thought it was so good. So anyway, they're on Broadway, kind of in the Alamo Heights area. And we love the vibes. We said they had the best, Caroline and I split an espresso martini, and we both agreed it's maybe the best one we've ever had. Like, it was so delicious.
High praise.
Yeah, high praise. And so did that. And then she left Friday morning, and then I was not feeling great. I've just had this kind of, I don't know, some sort of cold cough situation. I don't know. It's that weird in between where it's like, I don't feel bad enough to say I'm sick, but I don't feel quite right either.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like just, I'm just a little off. So Friday, I literally laid around and did nothing after she left. And then Perry and I did go eat Mexican food at El Catrín Friday night because it was my birthday and it felt lame to just be like, we're just going to stay here and
sure.
do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and ate, but then I got home and I finished watching. Listen, I blazed through some shows.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let me say that I finished up earlier in the week. I finished The Other Bennett Sister on BritBox.
Okay.
I am going to say that The Other Bennett Sister is maybe one of my favorite shows of the year, for sure.
That's crazy. I
loved it.
Delightful.
Like, it was so good. It's just, it's funny. It's beautiful. It's smart. It's, you know, it's a different adaptation of Pride and Prejudice than anything you've seen before. I just really, really loved it. And so that one, but then somebody had messaged me and said, have you watched Not Suitable for Work, which I had seen, but I don't think that I had put together that it's a Mindy Kaling show.
I really want to watch this. And I thought about it over the weekend because you told me about it
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't remember the name and I was too lazy to go get my phone.
Okay. Well, so Not Suitable for Work, I finished it. It's It's kind of like a modern day Friends, because it's a group of, it's 20 something guys living across the hall from 20 something girls in New York, and just kind of figuring out life and relationships and all that stuff. And so it's one that, like, as you start watching it, I liked it more and more as I watched, because you start to learn all the characters and their quirks. And of course, I think Mindy Kaling's writing is brilliant. So super funny. I love that. And then I started, because I finished that. This is clearly, I had a really exciting weekend. Then I finished that and I started My Brilliant Career on Netflix.
Okay, what's this? I don't know about this.
This is an Australian, it's a period piece, but it's modern. It's kind of like, I'm going to say kind of like Bridgerton, in that it's a period piece, but it's modern.
Okay.
But it's about a girl named Sybilla, who is sent to live with her grandmother, but she dreams of being a writer.
Oh.
And so she has ambitions for herself. And so far, I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in. I really like it. So I feel like everything I watched was a real win for the weekend.
You were really on a roll.
I was, and I never watched. But we didn't. It was funny because Gully, so our anniversary, in case you don't know, the Shankles, we just crammed all our life events into August.
The hottest,
worst month of the year. But It's like, I told a friend yesterday when she texted me happy anniversary, and her anniversary is in August too. And I said, listen, August couples were truly in love, because nobody was getting married in this heat just for the wedding. You know
what I
mean?
That's really true. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It was, and somebody messaged me on Instagram and they were like, was this so y'all could get it done before football season? And I'm like, no, hunting season. I mean,
that's
hunting
true.
Season.
Yeah. It makes sense in retrospect, but it really is. And I mean this in all love. It's mm-hmm. the worst of all the months.
It truly is. Like, it's just hatefully hot outside, you know, just to the point where I'm like, I know that Mabel, we didn't go yesterday, and I know today I need to take her on a little bit of an outing, but she doesn't understand the heat will kill you. You know
what
I mean?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, so Gully texted last night and was like, did y'all do anything for your anniversary? And I said, absolutely nothing. We didn't do one thing. Not
well
one
done.
Thing.
Well
and Perry done. Asked me, he was like, do you want to go to dinner? And I was like, I really don't. I was like, I don't feel good. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm happy just being in my pajamas. And so we just had a really lazy weekend. But I will say, and this will shock no one, I did clean out my closet. Remember when we were kids and summer meant freedom? No homework, no teachers, no school. And as adults, summer still means freedom thanks to Mint Mobile's summer sale. Right now, all of Mint's plans are $15 per month, even unlimited. So free yourself from big wireless and their gimmicks and gotchas, and switch to Mint for high-speed data and coverage on the T-Mobile 5G network. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can even bring your current phone and your number. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabytes hotspot. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I saw on Instagram that you had done a major closet clean out.
I did.
Okay. And it made me jealous, because I have had that kind of in the back of my mind to-do list mm-hmm. for about a month now, and I haven't done anything. And I really am hoping maybe this afternoon, if you and I can get this run of show done for Aretha.
Yes.
I'm wondering maybe if I can get in there this afternoon and tend to it a little bit.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, it felt so good. And somebody messaged me and they were like, it feels like you're always cleaning out your closet. Do mm-hmm. you buy that much stuff? Like, why do you have so much stuff to clean out? But I'm going to tell you what this weekend was. So part of it is I was trying to find a dress to wear to a thing that I've got coming up. And
yes.
So when I started going through my dresses, it made me realize, like, I have these dresses that I've held on to, but I know I'm not going to choose to wear those again for an occasion.
Like, held on to for how long?
Like 2, 3, 4 years.
Okay.
Some longer than that, but just some where I've just, you know, it's stuff that you know you spent a little bit more money on and you really loved at the time. But I have to be honest with myself and know that I am a new dress person. New occasion, new dress. You know, like I'm
not,
I'm just not always going to go back through and wear something that I've already worn. Especially if, and this is where I think social media is so tricky, especially if I've seen a million pictures of myself in it, because then it feels like it's even been more worn, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So anyway, I was like, I'm going to really clean out this stuff that I know I'm not going to wear again, even though it was nicer stuff. And it, I can't even tell you, it made me feel so happy, so accomplished. I put a bunch of the stuff on Poshmark because it was still really nice stuff. I think all of it sold. Like,
really? That's impressive.
I know. So listen, I have a bunch of packages to mail out today, like I'm a boutique, like I'm a small boutique.
I have a question. When you sell this stuff on Poshmark, you have to box it, right? Or you have to put it in a mailer, I guess.
You do. You have to put it in a mailer. But what I'm going to tell you, because this is the second time I've done Poshmark, because I tried it in the spring, is like kind of just a trial to see if I liked it. And I was like, okay, this is pretty easy. So what I did was I ordered a pack of 100 of those like plastic poly mailers on Instagram, and then the little mailing slips. Now, you don't even have to do that, because on Poshmark, you can box it. And if you want to go to your post office, which I don't, so I print my own labels. But if you want, they have a QR code that they'll just scan. So you don't even have to, but you have to go to the post office. You can't go to UPS to do that, because they send everything U.S. Postal.
Okay.
But I print my labels, I package the stuff, I wrap it, and then I send it. So, but the Poshmark gives you a prepaid label, so you're not having to figure out shipping.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah.
So they've already deducted, like all of that is factored in. You know what I mean? So Poshmark takes a cut of whatever you sell. You sell it. And really the truth is, like, I listed the stuff pretty inexpensively compared to what I paid for it. Cause I'm not trying to, it's just, but it was nice enough that it feels like, I'm like, I don't necessarily just want to give it away. So, anyway, so did that. It felt super accomplished. I still have a whole other pile of stuff that I am going to give away. But got that done, and I have so much more room in my closet. It made me so happy.
Okay. This feels encouraging and inspirational to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you have an anthro dress. Let's say you paid $225 for this dress.
Okay.
Let's just say. Mm-hmm. What are you selling it for on Poshmark?
It depends. Like sometimes 100, sometimes 75.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's a good deal. Like I sold a Bowdoin dress that I think I had paid like 200, and I think I sold it for like 70. Cause I'm like, I mean, it's better than getting nothing for it.
And it's better than you would get if you took it to some sort of consignment place too.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. Okay. It feels like it's a good system. And then people can offer you less. They can submit an offer, so you can consider lower offers if you want to. So anyway, I don't know.
And you got the mailers from Amazon? Is that where you're?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just order them. White.
What you've done here is you have encouraged me to begin a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a bad, and it's pretty easy. Like once you just figure it out, you're like, I mean, it took me yesterday like an hour to just put everything, get it all done. I'll ship it out today. The end.
What size of the poly mailers did you get? If y'all would just pardon me as I begin.
Yes.
If y'all don't mind too, I'm just going to go form an LLC real quick.
Yeah.
But
Hold on, I'll tell you. What size? I got the bigger ones, I think, because I'm just that way they can fit. Because like a couple of people ordered a couple of different things yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Poly mailers. I got the 14.5 by 19.
Okay.
I got a 100 pack. They are self seal. I'll send you the link. It's $17 for 100 of them.
Oh, I've got them right. I've got them right here. They're the overall pick, aren't they?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So just got those, and then I got the little. You can buy the little. Little mailers where you can put your, you know how at the UPS store they put your mailing label in like a plastic sheet?
Yes.
So I did those. Hold on, I'll send you that link.
I'm about to get after it.
Mm-hmm. It's very motivating. It's like a good little thing to do. So anyway, so I did that, felt great about it, and I was going to say something else about cleaning up my closet. Oh, but then, okay, so Gully did tell me, so her future daughter-in-law, they were talking about closet cleanouts. And I have seen people talk about this. I have never done this, but I can't remember the way you do it. But it's basically like every time you wear something, when you rehang it in your closet, you hang the coat hanger go in a different direction.
Okay.
And then like at the end of a season, you can clearly see here's what I've worn and here's what I haven't worn.
That is a life hack.
Right?
Yes.
I thought that was genius. I've never thought about that.
But some efficiency expert came up with that.
Yeah. Yes. Where I'm like, you can clearly see, okay, here's the stuff I didn't wear. So I don't know. It's just, it's good to know because there's just some stuff. And listen, and I have some stuff that I bought and in the moment I was real excited about it. And then I just wasn't, you know? So I want to say it's going to make me be more intentional about what I buy in the future.
Oh, well, but as we have really, I feel like, come to something that looks like peace with the fact that for us, the buying clothes is kind of a hobby.
It is. It is. I mean, that's fair. I mean, I do just enjoy buying the clothes. But I do think that the thing I learned yesterday when I was cleaning out my closet is I was like, the older I get, I'm tending to get a little more simple in my wardrobe. And so I was like, it makes me aware of I don't need a lot of bright outfits and like big patterned stuff because I don't ever need to buy a puff sleeve again. I've tried a couple of times and it just, I wear them and I see those sleeves in my peripheral vision and it jars me. So I was like, that note to self, don't ever, they look really cute on some people. That's not my journey.
I would agree. It is not my journey either. When if there's a ruffle right at the elbow, I need to excuse myself. I need to gracefully bow out of those proceedings.
Yeah. Yeah. By and large, a dress that has a tie at the waist. I don't want to
get out of here. Absolutely not. What do you even mean? No. That's,
I don't want to.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to. It never ends up looking the way I want it to look. I'm short-waisted, and so I feel like it just cuts me off right in the middle. I just don't like that look, and so I need to quit trying, you know?
That's fair.
I just need to quit trying. So it kind of clarified some things for me, I feel like.
Okay. You may be surprised to hear my voice right now because I don't typically do our ads, but I very intentionally asked Melanie this week if I could please do the Bowl and Branch ad. Because as y'all know, summer is a whole thing just when it comes to being outdoors, but it's also a whole thing when it comes to making sure that you can sleep cool in the comfort of your own bed. And I am such a fan of Boll & Branch sheets for this very reason. They keep the bed cool. But I got to tell you one more thing. When we redid a bathroom this summer, I wanted to redo the guest room that was attached to it. I wanted to make the linens just a little bit nicer for the people who stay there. And I ordered a Boll & Branch signature comforter. My goodness, this thing is like luxury. It's so soft. It's the perfect weight. And combined with the Boll & Branch sheets, which get softer every time you wash them, it's like you have created a haven for yourself or for your guests, but just right there in the indoor comfort of your very own bed. Now I have a goal of having a Boll & Branch comforter in our primary bedroom. It's a gift that I would like to give myself every single night. I can't recommend the Boll & Branch sheets enough. They're designed to sleep cool, not just soft. And I also can't recommend the Boll & Branch signature comforter enough. What a dream it is. So if you too would like to sleep cooler this summer with Boll & Branch, you can get 15% off your first order plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com/bigboo with code bigboo. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to unlock 15% off. bollandbranch.com/bigboo, code bigboo. Exclusions apply. All right, I'm going to get in there this afternoon. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get after it. I'm going to have a Poshmark account. I'm going to sell some things.
Yeah. So, good luck. You can let me know if you have any questions and or concerns, but I found it to be super easy. Okay. The other thing that I spent some time looking at this weekend in all my downtime was Rush is happening across, really across America, but across the SEC specifically. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, I can't believe, and I don't care. Listen, I don't care a bit. It doesn't bother me. But I can't believe that in this era of that people want to shame us for drinking out of plastic straws, that nobody's coming for all that balloon art at the sorority houses.
What the University of Arkansas does with balloon art could be a college course.
It is unbelievable.
It needs to be studied.
It does. It does.
It was the Trident House.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. They had a Mardi Gras theme.
Yep.
And there have not been as many beads at Mardi Gras as there were balloons in the shape of beads at the University of Arkansas's Trident House. It was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I don't know who did that, how they could do it. I saw another video of some women like our age-ish who were riding around looking at the stuff, and they had gone out to see everybody's progress late the night before bid day, and then they went back out like late night, and they said people were still working. I feel like that installation would have to take all night long.
But then I heard somebody say, who was there, that somebody was like, how long do they leave that up? And they were like, oh, they were back down by the day after bid day. Like, that's it. Like, and I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard on social media.
What do you think that costs? I don't know anything about balloon prices.
No. I'm going to tell you that I remember pricing them. I think it was for Caroline's high school graduation party that I priced it. And I was like, yeah, so I'm just going to blow up some balloons myself, because that feels like a place that we don't need to spend money for that. I mean, they're gorgeous, but they're not cheap. So I can't even imagine what that costs to do that elaborately, and how much time it takes.
Yeah. Remember one year, I was not rush chairman, but I was a rush party chairman. Mm-hmm. So I was in charge, I think, of, we had water party, Coke party, theme party, pref party. And I was in charge of Coke party.
Okay.
And I had to go get a helium tank. And my sister came to town, came to Starkville, because she knew how to do those things. And she did the balloons.
Okay.
And so, but we did that by ordering balloons and then going and buying a helium tank. And it was just essentially like a big arch in the foyer of the house.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing now it's like an architectural installation.
Truly, truly.
I mean, it's a structure.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I cannot. Mm-hmm. I bet I looked at that picture of that Trident House for some time. Just trying to figure out how it was supported, you know?
I know. And then one of them was like the Lucky Charms house. Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, and it, like, they had a rainbow slide and all these Lucky Charms. I can't even imagine. It's so much. And here's my whole thing about Rush. And I will say, I have several friends who have either nieces that have gone through Rush this year or are going through Rush. I have friends that have daughters that go through Rush. You know, Caroline did not do that.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, it stresses me out. I know that people have done it for forever, but I feel like now it's such a huge thing. There are so many girls that go through. I think it's such a numbers game. And so when you see these girls like get cut and all that stuff, I'm like, I get that it's part of it and it has to happen, but I also think that's a terrible way to start your college career.
Terrible way to start.
And I know nobody's going to switch to Spring Rush based on my recommendation. I see both sides, because I know on one side it's like, but it immediately gives them community and all that stuff. But I'm like, but if we weren't going through Rush, wouldn't we just build community in our dorm and get to know some people and maybe have a better idea of what group of girls might fit us better than like you immediately go in and 24 hours into your parents dropping you off and having this major life change, people have been like, and by the way, we have rejected you.
Hop into the social gauntlet, my friend.
Yes.
Let's see how it goes. Now, Baylor does do second semester Rush.
They do. They do. And I think that's really smart.
Ole Miss did a much later Rush for a while, but they're back at having Rush at the same time as everybody else now, I think.
Okay.
So they did an October Rush for a couple of years and then they switched. But I agree. It just, the pressure was a different animal when we were in school.
Yeah. Okay, so you know when I went to see Lionel Richie in Earth, Wind, and Fire a couple of weeks ago, one of the things Lionel talked about a lot was his electrolyte deficiency and how he needs electrolytes. And then he kept drinking electrolytes and talking about how terrible they tasted. And what I kept thinking is Lionel needs Element. And he specifically needs Element Lemonade Iced Tea because it is the most refreshing way to give yourself a little bit of boost and also stay hydrated. So Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract, not isolated caffeine, plus a meaningful dose of electrolytes free of sugar and artificial colors or other sketchy ingredients, yet it tastes delicious. This is what Lionel needs in his life. So it's built on the same formula as Element's core drink mix, sodium, potassium, and magnesium at levels that are shown to support optimal hydration. So the result is a noticeably steadier feeling. You have less spike, less drop, without the crash that comes from other caffeinated drinks. So if you're, for instance, playing a late night show, it gives you a little boost, but you'll still be able to sleep. So they have refreshing new flavors for the workday, the weekend, every sip in between. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend. Maybe Lionel. Try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, we'll refund your order. No questions asked. And then the other thing that I discovered this weekend was, and it popped up on my like algorithm, but it is the Time Saver Instagram account. Have you seen this Instagram account?
No.
It makes me so happy. I'm gonna I'll send you the link. But it's basically a guy. You know how on Instagram there's all these reels and it starts off and it was like, she didn't know what was floating in the middle of the ocean, but what happened was, and it's like, and it goes on forever.
Uh-huh.
There, it's a guy who's just laying in his bed and it's like, they're like, she didn't know what, and he was like, it was a whale. It was a dead whale. He just cuts it.
I appreciate that because when somebody starts a long, drawn out story on social media, I move to the next thing. I appreciate that you were trying to build some suspense, but I just don't have the energy to sit here and listen to that whole thing.
No, really wanting people, but it's made me so happy because it's like a lady and she's like, before you order cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, here's what you need to know. And he's like, she lists her 5 favorite cheesecakes from the Cheesecake Factory. Here they are. Like he just cuts it.
Oh, what a gift. What a service.
It is such a gift. And he's literally laying in bed. I'm like, it's just genius. It just, it has brought me so much joy.
Okay. Well, that may be part of my afternoon when I clean up my closet so I can sell things
there
on Poshmark.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's right. Listen, we got all kinds of things happening.
All kinds of things. All right. Is it time for 5 favorites?
It's time for 5 favorites. I feel really good about my combination of things today.
Oh!
I am going to start with, I had seen this mentioned by several influencers on Instagram, and I was intrigued, but I didn't know how I felt about it. And then when I went to Christie's Lake House last weekend, Sarah Ruth, who was there, basically did an infomercial for this.
Okay.
And brought it out so we could see it. But it is the Suri Pro Electric Toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was asking myself, how different can a toothbrush be? You know what I mean? But she was like, I mean, when I tell you she did a full, like highlighted the case for us, showed us the way it worked, the sonic vibrations. She was like, I can't even get lipstick on my teeth anymore because it makes my teeth so smooth. She was like, it kind of almost grosses you out, like how much you weren't getting your teeth cleaned. And she was like, I've tried all the electric toothbrushes.
Okay.
So I got this. The thing that intrigued me about it is that it has a traveling case that goes with it. That's a UV travel case that kills 99% of bacteria, Soph.
Well, what more could you want? You know I'm about to order this, by the way.
I know. So, two of the colors are 15% off.
Well, and that's
right
exactly
now.
Where I'm headed. I mean, life's too short to miss a discount. I'm going to get this Canyon Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, it's a great color. It comes with the UV case. So you charge the case too, because that's always kind of grossed me out when I travel with my toothbrush and I put it in a case, but I'm like, it's just wet and it's in there and it just feels like that's a lot. So now the case to me is a game changer. It comes with a little like magnet thing so you can stick it on your mirror in your cabinet so you can hang it. It's got a little cover that just covers the bristles. I can't even tell you how clean my mouth feels after using this toothbrush.
I mean, like, I'm so excited about this. I've actually, because David and Alex both have electric toothbrushes. They have mm-hmm. different kinds. And I have just never made the leap to one. But I'm on board with this. I'm real excited that my gums are going to be four times healthier after two weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not participating in the subscription service for the toothbrush heads mm-hmm. at this juncture because I'm so tired of a subscription service. I've reached my limit.
That's fair.
But I am ordering it right now.
Yeah. No, it really is so good. Like, I look forward to, and it does a little, so it tells you when to move to the next part of your mouth. Like, it times it for you.
Get out of here.
No. So it's like a 2-minute cycle. So you know, like, how to move. And it's a game changer to me. I love it so much.
Okay. So, all right. Pay now. Done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next thing is, this is a new, listen, I've tried lots of cleansing oils, lots of different balms, lots of things. This is a new one by Fresh. And I can't remember, somebody had it maybe at the lake. I can't remember how I found it, but it's the soy cleansing jelly balm. Now I'm going to tell you why I love this.
Okay.
Because it immediately dissolves all your makeup, but it's like a jelly. Like, it's not, you know how some of the cleansing balms are like, they're more like Vaseline texture?
Yes.
This is like a jelly texture. So it goes on your skin. It feels super smooth. You put it on dry and then you just rub it and like get all your makeup off and then you rinse it and it leaves your skin so soft. And the thing that I don't love it is, you know how sometimes the other ones, they like almost put a film over your eyes?
Yes.
You know, this does not do that. It like completely cleanses everything. It is amazing. It's my favorite cleansing balm that I've ever used.
I don't need a balm. I mean, I don't need a cleanser mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to file this away for the next time I'm out or I'm about to be out. I'm going to try this.
Put it on your list because mm-hmm. it is really good. And it smells good. Like, it doesn't smell super, but it's just a real clean, fresh scent. So anyway.
This is no foggy eyes. I have to tell you, I feel validated.
Yes.
Because I had wondered, what's wrong with me? Why do I have so much trouble after I take my makeup off? Mm-hmm. Why can't I see?
Yeah.
Especially if I still have contacts in. Like, I immediately have to take my contacts out because I'm done. I'm out.
That's it. And mm-hmm. I think it's so brilliant because you think the main place that you're really needing to use a balm is like on your mascara and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if you're using like waterproof mascara. And so you can do this and it rinses and it does not, no foggy eyes. It's amazing.
Okay.
You don't feel like you have those like goopy eyes like sometimes mm-hmm. you can with the other. So love this. It's great. The next thing is, I had been trying and loving K18 has a clean dry shampoo, but now Living Proof has come up with one. And it, as a brunette who is getting my grays covered, dry shampoo has been the bane of my existence, because to find one that doesn't leave you with that like powdery residue, I feel mm-hmm. like it's almost impossible. This is clear. It comes out clear. It's in a mist bottle, so like you just shake it up and then you spray it. Number one, it works better than any other dry shampoos that I've ever tried with the powder, because it doesn't leave your hair feeling, it just feels clean. It doesn't feel like cakey or anything like that. I love it. It's so great. It goes on super light. I feel like a bottle of it will last you forever. This is my new go-to dry shampoo.
Okay. So. Does it smell like the other Living Proof products?
It does. Okay. It does.
That's a plus for me.
Yeah. So I really like it. It's great. Big fan. Okay. The next thing is, when I was helping her move, she had a drying mat. You know how the kids, they get stuff that you're like, well, why didn't I ever think about getting that?
Right. Sure.
And then, and Perry likes to keep just a dish towel next to our sink where he was putting like his water bottles and stuff at the end of the day. And I was like, we got to do a better system. So I found on Amazon this stone dish drying mat. It looks like marble. So it just completely like blends into my countertop.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I set it next to the sink. It's been a game changer. It's super absorbent. We put our AG1 bottles on it in the morning after we take our AG1. He puts his water bottles at the end of the day. It just looks nicer. It absorbs all the moisture and it keeps our countertops just looking a lot neater.
Do you have the 16 by 12 or the 24 by 16?
I have the 16 by 12 because I didn't want it to be huge. And that one's big enough for us.
Yes.
So it just depends on what your drying needs are. But I didn't feel like we needed the bigger one.
Okay, this is great. Because I end up a lot of times, I keep a cutting board on the right side of my sink.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll end up putting a dish towel on top of that. And that's where I dry the, you know, water bottles and Yetis and all that kind of stuff. And this is great to know.
Yeah. No, I really like it. And it looks nice too. And it also rolls up. So if you need to get out of the way, it's easy to roll up and put somewhere. So,
okay, perfect.
Big fan of that. And then the last thing is, this is an e.l.f. brow laminating gel.
I want to know all about this, because if it's good.
I think it's really good. I have tried different gels. I've tried colored gels. I've tried higher price gels. I've tried all the different things. This one is $8. It's $8 American dollars. I think it holds your eyebrows like a champ. It goes on clear, so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting weird color. Because my hand-eye coordination is not great for me to use a colored one. I just feel like I end up getting it places.
Well, and I don't know about you, but my eyebrows have two different trajectories.
Yes, same.
They have two different, they're on different flight paths, mm-hmm. you know? And so what I need to do on one side is very different than what I need to do on the other side. And sometimes if the brow gel is tinted, you see all my effort, right?
Yeah.
You just see that I have struggled, particularly with my left eyebrow.
So. Yes. Well, because, you know, eyebrows are sisters, not twins.
Not twins. That's right.
Not twins. Mm-hmm. I think this works really well. I think it holds really well. It doesn't feel super heavy. It doesn't make your eyebrows feel frozen. It just gives them a great shape. And so I've really been enjoying this.
Okay. All right. So. This is good to know, because this is one of those products that when you need it, you really need it. And when you need it to come through, you really need it to come through.
That's right.
You know, because some mm-hmm. days your eyebrows are like your hair. Some days they're just not cooperative. You can do the same thing, you know, many, many days in a row. And then some days you'll have one eyebrow that just is not interested in staying put.
I know. So. And I feel like I've been on a journey. This is a different discussion for a different time, but I have switched to a new eyebrow and eyelash serum. That I have been trying out before I recommended it, because I've been on my Revitalash for so long.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say that my eyebrows are just, they're growing like a weed. And so I needed something to keep them in control. So, anyway.
All right. Yeah. Good to know. Okay. I also meant to mention, we have Patreon Book Club coming up. We originally said we were going to do it on Tuesday, and then you and I switched it to Thursday because I'm going to be in Michigan. But then I've inadvertently switched it back to Tuesday because the author's coming on to join us, and I told him Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. All right.
So anyway, but the book that we're reading for book club this month is, it's called I See You've Called In Dead. And it's a book that's written like a memoir, but it's fiction. And I read it over the weekend and I loved it so much. I have talked about it incessantly with other people and recommended it. But I just wanted to let our Patreon people know that the author is going to join us for part of our time during book club. And I've put a post up on Patreon if people want to leave questions.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait. I'm going to start it this week. I haven't read it yet, but I'm starting it this week,
good.
And I'm excited.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I can't wait. Man, I loved it.
Okay. I also wanted to say, too, one thing I forgot to mention last week was that I did see that a member of Earth, Wind, and Fire had a medical emergency.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, I don't mean that I foreshadowed and called that, but I did, in fact, feel like I saw that coming. So I wish him all the best. I hope he's recovering well. But I just am going to say it did not come as a shock to me to see that particular news headline.
Yeah. Well, yeah, regardless, you hate to hear it, you know?
Well, absolutely. So. Yeah. Listen, I hope they can get back out there and ease on down the road as it is. You know?
And I failed to thank you, by the way, for your favorites, because they've really been a gift this week in particular. And I just feel like, I mean, I've got a new toothbrush that's on the way. I've got a backup cleanser that I'm going to order. I'm really intrigued by the dry shampoo. I'm getting David the stone dish drying mat, and that's a separate discussion about the frequency with which he uses a Yeti mug.
Yeah.
And and then I if there is an $8 brow gel that is effective, I could not be more thrilled. So it was just, it's a lot to take on, a lot to take in in one time. But man, I feel shored up by the favorites this week. So
I'm so glad.
Thank you for that.
It's what I want to provide. So yes. Thanks, y'all.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.